Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, it is Thanksgiving week, and one of the best things about living in the Carolinas is that on our holiday table, we can have so many locally grown things, and they are just so much better than eating food that's been shipped across the country. And I'm sure your house is no exception.
Well, you're right about that, and it is hard to believe Thanksgiving is already here, but it is one of my favorite weeks of the year, probably because we just sort of dial it back for a couple of days and just enjoy family. But you're right, around here, it's family and food and farming and football all in one week, so we'll take it all in, and it's just good to sit and think about all the great things about Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. And of course, it's a time to reflect on what we are thankful for. And I'm sure that you, sir, have your gratitude list, as most of us do.
Well, you know, we do. And it started last week for us, given all the schedules. We had our department luncheon up on this office building. And just as I remarked to them, so many new faces, young, smart, passionate people about what we're doing. So from the chair that I sit in as commissioner, that's the first thing, at least work-wise, that I'm thankful for, to be surrounded by such a great group of folks working on behalf of agriculture. So we started that last week, and then this week we'll start our own traditions like most families. We start up Wednesday night with a little oyster roast and some barbecue out under the garage and a few family and friends stopping by. And because, like a lot of families, we all scattered sometimes on Thanksgiving Day, so we have to get started a day early.
And sometimes you have to continue a day later or two or three just to be able to get to see everybody.
Well, you're right. That'll happen this weekend. And eat all those leftovers, too. But we start Wednesday night there at our house. We'll go to some friends Thursday because most of our family's kind of scattered to here and there at in-laws and girlfriends and things like that. Then Friday, some folks have a neat little thing. They have some old antique airplanes and other things fly into a grass field 30 miles or so from our house. So we go over and watch all of that for a few hours and then got to head up for a football game on Saturday. So just a host of things. And then Thursday itself, just a day to reflect on the things we're thankful for. Sunday in church, we just had a special time in our service where people just stood up and said what they were thankful for the past year. So that was very heartwarming to hear how people's lives have been impacted in the last year. So just so many challenges in this world, but that's the purpose of Thanksgiving, to stop and realize just all the things we need to be thankful for.
Absolutely. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.